It's good that people are looking for silver lining, because that really happens anyway, right? When even when bad things happen to us, something good comes out once in a while, no? Depending on how we respond, depending on how things unfold. But you're right. In general, the pandemic is not a good thing, no? It's really a sign of things going wrong. And when people don't follow the health measures, people are doing the wrong things. They're not getting vaccinated. They're not wearing their masks. They're not social distancing. They're being irresponsible. So if we want to be consistent with our image of God as somebody who is all wise and all good and all powerful, I don't think it's easy to justify saying that the pandemic is God's will. Hello, this is Father Jay.
And this is Jude. Welcome to Sundays for Seekers, where we tackle your burning questions, one question at a time.
Every Sunday, Pins of Light comes up with a one-minute homily, something to provoke you into prayer and reflection. Get your weekly Sunday gospel fix. Follow the Pins of Light Facebook page at facebook.com/pinsoflight. Also available in Filipino at facebook.com/pinoylights.
This podcast is brought to you by Smart, live smarter for a better world. And Unilab, alagang tunay, alagang Pilipino, Unilab yan.
You know, Father, when we started the Facebook group, we received hundreds of comments and questions for Sundays for Seekers. But one of the main topics that kept on coming back was about God's will. And mainly, given this pandemic, many people were asking, did God really want this to happen? Was this pandemic God's will?
Yeah, you know, Jude, I've been getting a lot of that question as well, no, in the different talks I've been giving, as well as just conversations with friends, you know, especially after more than 1 year of this pandemic, with no end very clearly in sight. People are asking, is it really God's will? Is this God's plan? No? And, you know, the way to answer that question is we have to go back to who God is and what kind of God we have, no? So it's a complicated question, but the thing that will guide us in answering that question is, what do we believe about God? And as we've been saying in the past episodes, one of the non-negotiables in our faith is that God is all good, all powerful, and all wise, no? So if God is all good, all powerful, all wise, He knows what's best for us, and He also wants what's best for us. So the question now is, what is the pandemic doing? Is it something good for us or not? What do you think, Jude? Do you think the pandemic is a good thing?
Well, in a general sense, Father, it's not a good thing because, of course, there are a lot of bad things happening. But people tend to find this as an explanation. It's God's plan, and look for the silver lining. And when we look at all of these numbers of deaths, we also look at the rising number of recoveries, the vaccinations coming in. So it's a tough question to answer, but I think in a general sense, it leads more to, of course, this pandemic is not a good thing.
Yeah, and it's good that people are looking for silver lining, because that really happens anyway, right? When even when bad things happen to us, something good comes out once in a while, no? Depending on how we respond, depending on how things unfold. But you're right. In general, the pandemic is not a good thing, no? It's really a sign of things going wrong. And when people don't follow the health measures, people are doing the wrong things. They're not getting vaccinated. They're not wearing their masks. They're not social distancing. They're being irresponsible. So if we want to be consistent with our image of God as somebody who is all wise and all good and all powerful, I don't think it's easy to justify saying that the pandemic is God's will. It's probably more correct or more accurate to say that He allowed it to happen. If you remember, we talked about the open system, right? He does not interfere, well, with how nature, the laws of nature work, how people make decisions. He does not interfere. but he allows it to happen, but because he doesn't control everything, he chooses not to control everything. So the pandemic is not a good thing because people are suffering, people are dying, and a lot of things are getting lost, right? People are losing their jobs and so on and so forth. So strictly speaking, I don't think we can say it's God's will.
So it reminds me, Father, of what you mentioned before, that our God is not a scientist God. He really does not control everyone and everything that happens. But of course, because of free will, some things happen. As you mentioned, many people, or rather there are people who don't follow health protocols, who don't want to get vaccines. And God did not want that to happen. But because of free will, because of people's free will, it happens and the pandemic goes on and on and on. Is that right, Father?
No, exactly, exactly. You know, we've been using the image of God as a scientist, and we've been rejecting that. We're saying God does not close the system in general. He allows the system to work openly. And for that reason, the pandemic is one unintended consequence of allowing people to do what they want to do. No, so we really shouldn't blame God when things go wrong or when people do something wrong. He's really just respecting the freedom of both nature and people in the open system. The more accurate way of putting it, the more theologically correct way of putting it, is he allows it to happen. And of course, because he's all wise, there's a reason why he allows it to happen, right?
You know, Father, that reminds me of the many posts on Facebook, many tweets, and many, many Viber group messages and Messenger messages about this pandemic being God's way of testing our faith, testing us. And in a general sense, some people are even saying it's a way of cleansing the world. Is that correct? Is that even part of this whole God's will pandemic question?
Yeah, because those are the reasons people speculate about. We said that God allowed the pandemic to happen for a reason. So some people are saying, but it's a way to test us, to test our faith, to cleanse us. For some people, they even say it's a punishment, right? So I think those are great questions we have to think about. So, for example, testing. If God is using the pandemic to test our faith or test our patience, what kind of image of God comes out there? No, is it somebody who is all wise and all good? If you had your parents and your parents care for you, will they test their children, allowing them to suffer just to test them? It doesn't sound right, right? I don't think it's something that is easy to accept, no, when you think about it in those terms. Also, when people say it's a punishment from God, my problem with that is that punishment for what? No? Because not everyone who suffers or dies as a result of the pandemic are sinners or bad people. No, in fact, I have a friend who was saying that he has a list of people, he has a wish list of people who is hoping will actually get infected because they deserve it. Of course, it's not very Christian, but it shows you that the equation isn't right. Because if it's really a punishment, it should be the evil people who should get punished, especially those who are notorious for what they're doing, right? But it's not happening. We're very innocent people who are, you know, getting infected and dying. Like, for example, early on in the pandemic, the doctors who were heroic, we're getting infected. How can that be a punishment? So again, it doesn't make sense, right? So as a thinking believer, I think we're challenged to, you know, like wrestle with these questions, but always go back to, does it make sense? Is it consistent with what we believe about God? So I wouldn't also readily accept that it's a test or it's a punishment or even if it's a cleansing, because how can God will something like that? It's hard to conceive of God, who is all good, to will something that's evil, that's not good for people.
I'm trying to think about it also, Father, and I think I'm guilty of that in the sense that when I try to figure out what God's will is, what God's plan is, and always thinking there's a reason for this, I tend to try to find a reason for it right away. But that's the hard part here. When we say God's will, when we say God's plan, it doesn't really come up right away. Sometimes it takes a long period of time before figuring things out or finding things out. But maybe because of human nature, we always want to have some semblance of certainty. And that's where all of this speculation comes from.
Yeah, and it's okay, you know, because that's understandable. But the problem with certainty sometimes is that it's not true, you know. So we feel safe because we have an answer, we have a ready explanation, but it's not consistent with who we believe God is, no? So would you rather be sure about a wrong answer than be unsure because you're looking for the right answer? Remember, our podcast is called Sundays for Seekers, no? Because we believe that truth should be pursued, not, and it's not immediately possessed, right? So it's okay not to be sure, no? Now, if God allows the pandemic to happen for a reason, what's the reason? That's what we need to find out, right? That's what we need to find out. But the most basic reason is it's an open system. And God respects nature, so things can go wrong. And God respects our freedom, so people can do the wrong things and infect other people. That would be the most basic question, I think.
Speaking of God's will, Father, I think the hardest thing to grasp more than this pandemic is really God's will for each person, because this pandemic has a general sense, general overview of God's will. But when we talk about God's will for each person, especially even after this pandemic ends, it's one of the things that really does not have any semblance of certainty right away. So is, in terms of God's will for me, for you, is it like the pandemic, a general will that he always wants what is good for everyone? Or is it a very specific, or does he have a very specific will for me? Like, does he have a specific plan for me, for you, and for all our viewers?
Yeah, and of course, I've never interviewed God, so I'm not sure, right, of the answer. But the way we answer questions like that is always to go back to our image of God. Who do we believe God is, right? So that question is a very good exercise in sort of surfacing your image of God. So, for example, we believe that God has a general will for everyone. He wants all of us to be saved. He wants all of us to be holy. I mean, if God is good, what he wants us to do is something good for us, right? So he wants all of us to be holy. He wants us to be kind to one another. He wants us to be saved, all of us to go to heaven. That's what he wants, no? But does God have a specific will for you, Jude, or for me, no? And again, we go back to what's your image of God? And remember, we use the metaphor of the gardener, right? And the gardener takes care of every single plant. And so the question is, do you think God cares enough for every single person to have a specific will for that person, no? For example, let's say you're thinking, should I become an architect, or should I become an NGO worker, or should I become a lawyer? Does God care how you answer that question or not? What's your guess, Jude?
I think he does. I think much like a gardener, as you mentioned, Father, he really looks at each plant, maybe even each fruit that he can look at, more than just looking at the garden and saying, ah, that's good.
Yeah, if you say that he doesn't have a specific will for each person, what implication about God do you think comes out there? Can you try to imagine? If let's say God just said, oh, I want all of you to be holy, all of you to be saved, but what you want to do with your life, I don't really care, to be honest. You can do whatever you want, as long as it's not bad. How does that kind of God sound to you?
Well, it sounds like he's more of a disconnected God. He just has a general direction for everyone. But when it comes to me, when it comes to you, it's as if, okay, you're part of this game. And for as long as, I think he's like a coach who does not care about his players. And all he cares about is for the team to win.
And that's a great comparison. Yeah. But the other kind of coach is the one who cares for each one, right?
Yeah, and I'm thinking there are coaches who only care about winning, while there are coaches who care more about the team and the players in the team. Regardless if they win or lose, he still cares for and loves each member of the team.
And I think that's the kind of God we prefer, no? So given the discussion, I think it's pretty clear that, at least based on what we've said, we would say that God has a specific will for each one. So there's something that he's very much involved in our lives. He's not just involved in a general way, like, yeah, all of you be nice, be kind, and you'll be safe. But it's like, I want to know what's happening in your life. And I hope you'll do this. No, actually, God's will is not really obviously, it's not something he imposes. Sometimes when we think of God's will, we think he's imposing it on us, but it's really more of a wish. It's more of a desire. Because if he really respects our freedom, if he doesn't impose, it's really more a wish, right? It's like a parent saying, well, I hope you'll be a doctor, but it's really up to you, you know, that kind of thing, right? Actually, that reminds me of an experience I had many years ago when I was thinking about entering the religious life, no? And I went on a retreat, and then my retreat director asked me to pray and all that. And then I realized in my prayer that I was actually scared to say no to God. I was worried that if I said no to God, he would punish me, you know, like he would give me a bad life, like all my efforts will fail. I'll end up in a terrible marriage, you know, and so on and so forth. And I'll have abnormal children and so on and so forth. And it'll be such a burden. I'll be such a loser. But that kind of became clear in my prayer. And in my prayer, I felt God was trying to tell me that as long as you choose something good, even if it's not my will, like if you choose to lead a good life, but not to become a priest, no, I'm still okay with that. I still love you. But if you love me, you'll want what I hope will make you happier. And that's, in this case, it seemed to me that it's to become a priest, no? So God's will is not really something he imposes. It's like his wish, but if he's all good and all wise, his will is what's best for me, right? And also when I realized that, I felt that I can't say yes to God out of obligation. I have to do it out of love. No? And if God really has given me this freedom to choose, you know, it kind of made me fall in love more with God. And I wanted to say yes to him because he was giving me the freedom to choose. So when we're trying to decide what to do with our lives and we're discerning God's will, it's always a choice between two goods. It cannot be a choice between good and evil, right? Because God's will can never be evil. So in that case, for example, is it to just be, just pursue an ordinary life and just be a good person, which is a good thing. But in my case, which is not true in everyone's case, because it's God's will for me to enter religious life, I think, no? That's the greater good for me. So God's will is always what's greater, no? The greater good in one individual's life. Is that clear? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, Father. I was actually going to ask you about your own religious life discernment, because I think that's the best way of trying to figure things out, or even to try to explain it. It's like you're at a crossroads and both these paths will lead you to the same place, but one path will give you more happiness and the other path will still get you happy and still get you to the same place, but it might not necessarily be what God wanted for you. And the hard, I say hard because I'm younger in years, and of course there are still a lot of crossroads in my life. The hard part there is while you're at that crossroad trying to figure out if you'll take the right or the left, or maybe turn right or turn left path, it's really hard to figure out your God's deepest desire for you, right? It's yes, through prayer, yes, you ask people and discern, but at the end of the day, it takes a lot of maturity and a lot of courage to hold on to the decision that you'll be making.
Yeah, you know, actually discernment of God's will is really something difficult to do. As you say, it's full of uncertainty, so you're never sure, and you always have to try it out and test it out. Now, for example, for me, when I made the decision to enter the seminary, that's all I was sure about, that I should give it a try. No, but what happened after helped me decide whether I should stay on the path or not. I had many companions who were even holier than me, who were even more gifted than me, but they in their discernment, they decided after a few years in religious life, they decided to leave. They felt that it was God's will for them to leave, you know. So it's a mystery. It's not like God's not going to write us a letter to say, this is what I want from you, right? But that also reminds me, I think when we say God has a specific will for us, we have to be clear, he's not that specific, you know. Like there are questions or decisions where God doesn't have a preference. For example, what brand of toothpaste will I use today? I mean, I think, diba, we don't need to discern that. But when we're coming up with decisions that affect our lives, no, and affect other people, I think that's where it's really important to ask that question. What is God's will? In that case, he has a specific will for us. But it's not like every single detail that you're going to do, you have to consult God, right?
Yeah. And, you know, this reminds me, Father, going back to our burning question about this pandemic being God's will. I remember doctors and even doctors until now who are trying to figure out what God's will is for them in the midst of all of this. Do I continue my being a doctor despite this pandemic happening? Do I still continue reporting for work? Do I still continue serving the COVID ward? And these are tough questions to ask. But of course, we tend to really see that it's hard, number one, to find out what God really wants of you. But at the same time, you really also get to see that sense of deepest desire from God and what will get you happier and get God happier.
And it's different for each one, you know, like in general, we would say maybe doctors and health workers should really serve, right? But for example, I had a friend who consulted me, and she was the only one taking care of her mom. And her mom was very vulnerable to the virus, obviously, you know. So I couldn't give her an answer. She had to do the discernment herself. I asked her, what do you think God wants you to do? Because you have a particular situation. In that particular situation where your mom relies on you to take care of her, you're the only one available. Do you think God is still asking you to go to the hospital and serve? Or, you know, so it's not clear. You have to discern and sort it out. So God has a specific will for each one. Even if you're similar to other people, it's very possible his specific will for you is different, no? But as you say, you can't be sure. You have to be the one to sort of figure it out and sort it out.
And yeah. I think that's the most important here, Father, given that, yes, there's a specific will for me, for you, but that also means that you also have to go through your own discernment and your own, in a way, your own reflection, your own prayer to get to that answer of what you will do. Is it this or that?
Yeah, discernment is our response to God's will. We have to find out what his will is, what his specific will is for me and for you, and then to try to do it, right? Some people, it's very possible sometimes you say, I think it's God's will for me to do this, but you apologize to God and say, I really don't feel I can do it. I have to say no to you. And God will accept that. No? God will not step in and, you know, send you a thunderbolt or lightning to punish you, right? I mean, that's not how God is.
That reminds me, Father, of the Our Father, which we pray a lot, right? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we say that a lot, countless times a year. Now I'm trying to question myself, do I really understand what I'm praying?
It's a very difficult prayer. As we know, the prayer came from Gethsemane when our Lord Jesus was going to get arrested and murdered the next day, right? It was very difficult for him to say, thy will be done. It took him a long time to be able to say it. So to pray, thy will be done, basically you're saying, I acknowledge that what you want from me is better than anything I can ever dream of. And I want to try my best to align myself to that. You know, it's because following God's will is not easy, right? But you want to find out what it is and you want to try your best to follow it. So in this pandemic, for example, when we say thy will be done, we're not just saying we're going to sit around and wait for the pandemic to unravel and that's it, right? We're asking God, what do you want me to do? There's something you want me to do in this pandemic. You know? And what is it? I want to find out what it is, and I want to be able to do it. So when we pray, thy will be done, that's the question that we're actually asking ourselves. What can I do to be able to promote God's will? No? What can I do to make a contribution, no? to this situation, which is not God's will, which God has only allowed to happen? And the answer is very different for each person, right? If you're a medical worker, it's different. If you're a teacher, it's different. If you're a priest, it's different. If you're just a member of a family, it's also different. Right? So I think that's a very good question to ask. What is God's will for us in this pandemic? No? And how can I discover it? And how can I support it?
It's a very interesting question. And I think relevant question, Father. But again, as we've been saying, it's a question that needs a lot of prayer, a lot of time, a lot of reflection, and most importantly, discernment, really. And so what I'm getting out of this is, from our burning question, is the pandemic God's will? No, it's not, because it's not all good. But he does have a will for each one. Especially in this pandemic, the challenge is for us to find out what God's will is for us as to how we will live out our lives through this pandemic and even after this pandemic. And that asks for much discernment and courage to embrace whatever it is that God wills in our life.
If you want to subscribe to Sundays for Seekers, you can find us in all the usual places where you find podcasts. Be a Sunday Seeker by joining our Facebook group, Sundays for Seekers, at facebook.com/groups/Sundays4S. Tell your friends about us by using the hashtag Sundays4S.
So, Father Jay, what's your crucifix for us today?
Yes, I came prepared, no? Actually, this crucifix just arrived in the mail. It's the usual cross, but instead of the body of Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. Actually, I have two Ilonga friends who sent this to me, and I suspect it's a gift for Pentecost because the Holy Spirit is there. But I also thought that it's a nice crucifix to talk about today because we've been talking about God's will, no? And for us to discern God's will, we really need the Holy Spirit's help because, as you said earlier, it's not an easy thing to do, to discover God's will. And it also takes a lot of courage to do God's will. So we really need the Holy Spirit in doing that. So as we are grappling with the question, what is God's will for us in this pandemic? We really need to turn to the Holy Spirit and ask for the Holy Spirit's help. So maybe that's what one thing we can ask our listeners and viewers to do, that we pray to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to help reveal what God's will is for us.
Every Sunday, Pins of Light comes up with a one-minute homily, something to provoke you into prayer and reflection. Get your weekly Sunday gospel fix. Follow the Pins of Light Facebook page at facebook.com/pinsoflight. Also available in Filipino at facebook.com/pinoylights.
Every episode, we have a takeaway question for our viewers and listeners. So for today, Father Jay, what will it be?
Well, I thought maybe it's time to ask a more challenging question to our viewers and listeners. No, we've been talking about God's will during the pandemic. I wonder if you have an idea of what God would wish you would do during this pandemic. Something concrete, no? It doesn't have to be anything grand, right? But given your situation, given your context in the pandemic, given your profession, your family, and so on and so forth, what do you think could be one thing that God is asking from you? Because that's exactly what God's will is. It's a wish, no? It's an item on his wish list, no? What is God's will for you? And I think that's a good takeaway question. It's a difficult one. It's a more challenging one, but you know, something to think about for our viewers and listeners.
Thank you, Father. I will also be thinking about that myself.
If you want to subscribe to Sundays for Seekers, you can find us in all the usual places where you find podcasts. Be a Sunday Seeker by joining our Facebook group, Sundays for Seekers, at facebook.com/groups/Sundays4S. Tell your friends about us by using the hashtag Sundays4S.
And to end our episode, we will now answer a related question from our viewers and listeners. This particular question came from Ivy Almoro from our Facebook group. And she asks, what are things that we can do to make sure we always keep faithful and, like Jesus, selflessly be able to say, Father, your will be done?
Wow, that's a difficult question, no? Because we were just saying a while ago that your will be done was a prayer that our Lord said in Gethsemane. It's a difficult prayer to say, you know, something for us to talk about in the future. I think what we can do is just, I think the very act of saying that prayer is already enough, no? Because most people don't say that prayer. For most people, it doesn't even occur to them to say, how can I, you know, do God's will? So to be able to say that prayer already expresses your desire to do God's will, and that's already a breakthrough. But what the prayer really is saying is, may your will be done. I'm hoping that I can be part of that. I'm hoping I can do my part. And I think the effort in trying to do God's will is already very pleasing to God. God will already be very pleased, no? The very fact that a question occurred to us, that we're saying that prayer and we want to do His will. And He will give us the graces through the Holy Spirit to do His will. So I think to make a long story short, basically my short answer to that question is that as long as you're praying that prayer of our Lord, I think that's already a good direction to take.
Thank you, Father. And that's a wrap for this episode of Sundays for Seekers.
So, hey, Jude, thank you. And thanks again to our viewers and listeners for listening in on our conversation today.
To all of you, our viewers and listeners, keep on sending your burning questions. And we hope that you subscribe to our Sundays for Seekers in all the possible channels where you find podcasts.
But meanwhile, keep the faith
and keep on seeking.
The Sundays for Seekers logo was designed by Jem Jemson Tan. Our theme was composed by Marvin Ong. And this episode was produced with Glenn Lopez of Upstream Media PH. Sundays for Seekers has been brought to you by SMART, Live Smarter for a Better World. And Unilab, Alagang Tunay, Alagang Pilipino. Unilab yan!